All right, good evening. Glad you are with us. I'm going to be joined by Charlene Ballinger as well as Karen Kingston, and we're going to get a live report tonight from our buddy Aaron, live from Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu has secured re-election as the Prime Minister of Israel. I don't know how most of you feel about that, but I'm quite happy. I don't agree with all the COVID passports or the COVID shots and everything else they were pushing over there. But at least I think Benjamin Netanyahu has enough guts to take on Iran if that has to happen. So I'm pretty happy tonight. We'll get a live report from Aaron from Israel. Colonel John Mills will join us as well. So let's get right to it. Charlene Ballinger joins us. She's been with us before, and she returns tonight to talk about, well, many things, including she's being censored left and right. Who isn't? By the way, I saw where YouTube is going to censor anyone that questions the election results in Brazil. They're going to censor you. Well, sadly, Charlene knows all about being censored, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about cancer. We're going to talk about the COVID shot in cancer, many other things. Charlene, welcome to Brandon House Live. Thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Brandon, for having me. It's so good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Remind our audience who you are. You've written some great things, done some great things. Been, you and your husband, I think, if I remember correctly, have been producing The Truth About Cancer, correct?
Yes, The Truth About Cancer and The Truth About Vaccines. They're multi-part docuseries. We're getting ready, Brandon, to release our next one called Propaganda Exposed, Uncensored, because we have been so censored, deplatformed, and just for telling the truth about COVID vaccines, real cancer treatments that work, and we're Christians, and they don't like that either, and we stand for election integrity, which is also a hot button. So we hit every one of the subjects that you know, they're after.
Yeah, somebody just some folks just touch on one or two of them. You're hitting all of them. All right, so let's talk about cancer and COVID. My, the explosion of cancer. Sadly, I know some people who got the COVID shot. I asked them not to get it. I said, please don't get it. Everyone has the reason why they had to get it. They had to travel outside the U.S. They had to go see their kids out of the country somewhere, whatever it might be, and they got it. And now, well, either they're not here with us anymore, they died of cancer, or they're fighting cancer. How many people you know about this? Because I know more than I want to even admit.
Well, sadly, it's all too common, Brandon. What's happening and what we're seeing is since the shot was rolled out, specifically with cancer, we're seeing very aggressive, fast-growing cancers from this shot. And we already knew that the other shots caused cancer, but there's something different about the COVID, specifically the mRNA with the spike protein causing clotting. And we have friends that have scientific laboratories. These clots are not blood clots. There's something happening that these clots are forming where autopsies are happening, and the people performing these autopsies, some have done this for 30 plus years, are saying they've never seen the level of clotting and the things that they're seeing, and it's all because of the shot, the increase of death rates, the clotting, but the cancer. We're friends with Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits. She's spoken at our events. And in 2019, Brandon, we had a live event out in Anaheim, and she was one of our speakers, and she talked about the persecution she endured, and she mentioned Fauci's name, and remember, that was before COVID hit. So when she started talking publicly, calling out Fauci, they said, oh, you're just saying that, trying to be popular, trying to, you know, that's not really true. So we did a three-part interview, which, by the way, YouTube immediately took down, because they don't want people to hear this information. But she was bringing out the slides from 2019, October 2019, where she was talking about telling Fauci years ago, as a virologist, a scientist working with him, she discovered that the retroviruses in the vaccine back then, the vaccines that they were creating, were causing cancer. And he told her to be quiet. As long as she would be quiet, they would continue to fund her work. If she wouldn't, they would destroy her. And she said, as a Christian and a lover of humanity, she had to tell the truth. So they plundered her. They took all of her money. They put her in jail. And she's still standing with us, Brandon. But today, the cancer connection now with this COVID shot is over the charts. We work with doctors from around the world that treat patients with cancer successfully, and they are all just amazed at the higher rates of cancer, the faster growing cancers. And in young patients, typically we don't see a lot of cancers, specifically breast cancer and hormonal type cancers, until people get a little bit older. But we're seeing younger and younger people not only get these types of cancers, but they're very aggressive and fast growing. And you're right, we also know a lot of people that have died from the cancer caused from these shots.
I started interviewing Dr. Judy Mikovits in early 2020. I mentioned this today on another broadcast. And she was warning in early 2020 about how this shot, she believed, would end up attacking the person's immune system. Now we're hearing from well-known doctors that are saying people are dying because their own immune system is attacking their body, their major organs. I was interviewing her in 2020, and yet I was getting emails from people, texts from people, oh, don't interview her, she's crazy. I'm like, really? What can you show she's saying to be wrong? What can you show where she's wrong specifically? She couldn't. And in fact, most of these people that were criticizing me for interviewing her were not medical doctors. It was some medical doctors who were listening who said, I can't refute anything she's saying. As a medical doctor, I can't refute what she's saying. But yet the people who were not medical doctors were trying to tell me why I shouldn't listen to her. Well, they were wrong. The medical doctors telling me, no, keep interviewing her, were right. And she was right, because in early 2020, she said to me on my show, these kind of shots will attack the immune system. And she predicted over the next several weeks and months when I interview her, what we would see. Now, Charlene, we're seeing it. People dying left and right. Now, all of a sudden, we have people dying that are teenagers. They're dying in their sleep. I saw where a 38-year-old NFL coach just died. I mean, it's constant. It's now constant. But the mainstream media is not reporting a lot of this. I mean, can you imagine, Charlene, if this was on the news every night on mainstream media, all the young people dying on stage, giving speeches, doing their radio show, dying on the field, if this was shown on mainstream ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News all the time, can you imagine what the American people would be saying right now?
Well, absolutely. And let me just fill in the gaps there as far as what we're doing is concerned, working with Judy. We've worked with Judy since 2016, making films and giving her a voice when she was pretty well unknown back then, but we thought she was a hero. So right now, in 2020, in 2019, God just put in our hearts to really focus on vaccines, because we had a lot of films and content helping people heal their cancer, working with doctors, highlighting doctors' great protocols to heal the body, and so successful. People from around the world, many millions have watched our films, some of which have been sent home to die that are alive and cancer-free, praise God. But with 2020, we knew Healthy People 2020, their goal was to take away all of our religious and philosophical opt-outs to these vaccines. And by 2030, we knew then that they wanted everyone on planet Earth to be caught up on every one of the vaccines that the children have on the schedule. And we've lobbied with Del Bigtree, Bobby Kennedy, and others in DC. And as we're lobbying and talking to the congressmen, telling them the dangers of the vaccines and we need to do something to save lives and to ensure they're safe and effective if we use them on the children, we actually had senior senators that were older, this one man in particular, say to us, well, I don't have kids, so I don't care.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, I don't get that. I don't understand. But you know, here's the thing. Even now, if you don't care about the kids, they're coming after you. And we've been saying that for many years. They are coming after everybody. So we need to stop this. And now we can see they are coming after everybody, and they want everyone to be caught up. There's COVID, then the boosters, and another booster, and on. And when does it stop? And the thing is, back in early 2020, when we came out with this, we were being so severely censored. People still in the millions found our film, watched it, and so grateful for the information. So the Center for Countering Digital Hate came after what they called the Disinformation Dozen. So we're good friends with Bobby Kennedy, Dr. Joseph Mercola, Dr. Sherry Timpani, and others that they put on this list. We were on this list because we have millions of followers, and they said collectively, these 12 individuals have, I think they said, 53 million followers. They're peddling dangerous anti-vax rhetoric that is killing people. Well, they took us down off of both of our YouTubes, all five of our Twitters. They're shadow banning us on Facebook, and we've got millions of followers there. They've taken down three of our Instagram accounts, and they're shadow banning the one that's left. And so as a result, Brandon, of all of this deplatforming and shadow banning, people didn't have easy access to the information that we put out there. And we're just about saving lives. And we've got testimonies, a lot of them, of people that have celebrated life because they learned how to live and be healthy. So as we're watching this sudden death happen, people are literally just dropping dead. My heart breaks, and I don't think a day goes by without finding a story that makes me cry for sadness, because these people would be alive if they would have had access to our content. And now Missouri and Louisiana, the attorney generals there have gone after the email communications, which we're reading. I have been named on that. They said, just as an example, in one paragraph, three times they named the disinformation dozen individuals. We have deplatformed every one of them, and the accounts that they have left, that they have not violated enough, we're expanding those violations so we could take them down. And in the meantime, we're hiding their content in the newsfeed, basically saying they're shadow banning us. This is Facebook talking to the White House, talking to HHS, CDC. Now, just recently, we see how the Homeland Security has been working with the FBI, working with Twitter and working with Facebook. They literally built a platform. Like, we use Basecamp in our company to create films together, to work with our team remotely. That's what they were doing. They had a platform where they were communicating. The FBI and the Homeland Security came in, the Department of Homeland Security, telling Twitter and Facebook what to take down, what content to remove, and what to fact check, and all the rest of this. This is all exploding right now.
Oh, yeah, it is. So they had a portal. They had a portal they could go into, and the government could do all this and run. And we're reading reports today of supposedly ex-CIA and ex-FBI working for the social media platform, particularly Facebook, telling them what to censor or not. I'm not so convinced a lot of these were ex-FBI or ex-CIA. How about you?
Yeah, I think that the people are paid off by pharmaceutical companies. Clearly, these pharma companies are making billions and trillions of dollars. I mean, you look at Pfizer, Brandon, they have paid a couple billion in lawsuits where they have been proven to be fraudsters. They've committed fraud. And why would anyone trust their products when they keep lying and committing fraud?
Yes.
They're bad business people, but they don't care. They have rolled this into their business plan.
Tell me what Wolf Blitzer has done to you.
Wow. So CNN really came down hard when they decided to come after us using the Center for Countering Digital Hate, which, by the way, we have an in-depth multi-part article exposing these people. It goes to Soros and Gates. It's well-funded to shut us up. But CNN came after us. They used Drew Griffin. He's a hack on that channel. And they had a very long hit on us. And they accused us of being killers. They doxed our home. They showed our social media channels, daring the people in the world that had never at that time heard about us. And when they frame you as a criminal and a killer, which we're not, then people were getting onto our Facebook pages and our social media pages, and they were emailing our customer service saying that they hoped we'd die. They wanted us to go to hell. They hope our children die. It was amazing the attacks we endured, and they were daring these people to come to our home by showing in a map, a Google map, zoning into our house. You can see all the cities around where our house was. They called us the Bollinger Empire, which is a joke when you look at these pharmaceutical companies, which are pulling in a revenue of billions each year. It would take us thousands of lifetimes to make what they make in 1 year.
All right, so in conclusion, I want to make sure people understand what your website is, thetruthaboutcancer.com, correct?
Yes, thetruthaboutcancer.com. Everything we're doing, Brandon, is there. Our social media channels that are still up are listed there, and we are getting ready to release a film, 9-episode series, Propaganda Exposed, Uncensored, free to the world. It starts November 9th, so everybody can sign up and watch free at propaganda-exposed.com.
What do you think in closing? A, what will be the cancer rate and or can you project out the death rate, cancer rate, and or infertility over the next few years? And then, of course, you need just not only just cancer, but the clots and everything else. I mean, what do you see? Being you're immersed in this, what do you see, say, 24 months out? I mean, I'm not going to hold you to it. How can you know? But if you had to just, based on what you're seeing now, the projection, how long it's taken for this to gear up, it really hasn't taken that long. But from early 2020 to now the end of 2022, what then, using this last 2 years as your base, what do you expect for the next 24 months?
Well, that's a loaded question, but I'll do my best. 80 years ago to 100 years ago, 1 in 80 people got cancer. Today, literally before the COVID shots, we had 1 in 2 women and 1 in 2 or 1 in 3 women and 1 in 2 men. And so we are looking at a real possibility that everybody getting the shot may be facing a cancer diagnosis, if not worse. We have friends that have studied this shot and the effects, and some projections are saying that the people that have gotten the COVID shot, all of them may be dead in 5 years. Now, with that said, we have on our website, thetruthaboutvaccines.com, a remedy and how to pull this out of your body. As long as there's breath, there's hope. So we don't want to leave the audience without hope. There's always a way to detoxify these agents once you wake up and get them out of your body and heal your body. That's what we're on planet Earth to do, and our film will talk about that.
Speaking of cancer, I saw an article today, candy cancer warning, how a radiant red food dye linked to the disease still ended up in children's Halloween baskets this year. You know anything about this?
Yeah, the food dyes, the food dyes are very carcinogenic. These with our children, we try to make goodies that are homemade. The food dyes really bother me. The red food dye is the worst, and it is contributing to a high volume of cancers. And the viewers should understand this and not buy the trash, the GMO, genetically modified, cancer-causing packaged food that's really not food. In their supermarkets, they really need to shop on the outside, get the natural stuff, all raw. And if they're going to make candy, they can make it at home with natural ingredients. In fact, once a year, I make this pie that has corn syrup. My daughter loves it. We don't do corn syrup. That is so poison. So I literally get organic sugar cane and water, and I boil it so it makes a syrup. And I use that as a homemade corn syrup. We don't do it often, but if you're going to do a pie with corn syrup, make your own. And it's not hard at all.
Do you have any recipes and things like that on your website?
We do. I have something called Charlene's Cancer Fighting Kitchen, so lots of recipes. I've got a book that's sitting on my hard drive with a lot of beautiful recipes. Whatever recipe you need, you know what, Brandon? You get a hold of me, I'll get it to you. One of these days, I'm going to publish the book when I have time, and I'll send you my first signed copy.
Oh, I'd love it, and my wife would love it too because she's into that kind of thing. TheTruthAboutCancer.com, TheTruthAboutCancer.com. Charlene, thank you for being a fighter, for not backing down. I'm glad to know the Attorney General of Missouri and a few other states are apparently in your corner. That's good to know. We look forward to your documentary when it actually comes out, the new one. Let me know. We'll have you back. We'll play the trailer and promote that when it's out so people can go get it.
We sure will. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you. Charlene, checking in, thetruthaboutcancer.com, thetruthaboutcancer.com.